This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
When I had measles as a child, I had a very high fever, and my mom would catch me talking to somebody, and she would say, "Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?" And I would say, "Grandpa Reed." "It's Grandpa. He's here. He's talking to me." And she would say, "No, you have a high fever," because I had the measles. But I would just be in the room, like staring at the wall, talking to somebody. And she said, she would come in, "Who are you talking to?" "Grandpa Reed, Grandpa Reed." And so she started asking questions, like, okay, details about who he was and what he was talking about. And she's like, "How did you know that? Like, he died before you were even born." Like, and so she started to get freaked out because she was like, "You can't know those things. Like, you can't know those details. You can't know that information because he died before you were born." And then I remember I was like kind of in delirium a little bit, and I was laying in the bed, and like I said, I had a really high fever. And so she started to listen to me talk, and she's like, "Erin, like, you can't remember those things. All those things happened before you were born." And I kept talking to him, and I was talking to her, and I was talking to him. She was like, "How?" She's like, "No, all these things happened before you were born." But I was like, "Well, he's here. He's here, and he's talking to me, and he's holding my hand, and, you know, he's telling me everything's going to be okay." And she was like, "Erin, like," and I was talking to her about where they lived and their life and the things they did and their experiences. And she's like, "Erin, like, you," she's like, "How would you ever even know this stuff?" I was like, "Well, because Grandpa's telling me about it." "Well, great grandpa." And she's like, "You can't." She's like, "There's no way you could know any of this stuff." And I was like, "Well, he's here. He's been here. He's been holding me. He's been taking care of me. He's been talking to me. He's safe and, you know, and telling me that I would be okay." And it was like, and after I got better, she still talks about it. She says, "Oh my gosh, Erin, I can't believe, like, the grandfather got you through your illness. He sat by you the whole time. And he wasn't really there. But he was there. And he kept me company. And he kept me safe. And he told me stories. And it was very sweet." So, anyway, if anybody has an angel, I mean, ghost stories are kind of scary sometimes, but he sat at the end of my bed. I could see him. I'd never met him, but I could see him sitting at the end of my bed, and he would tell me about how my dad was little and what they did and how they ran their logging business. And I can remember him sitting at the end of the bed, and I can remember talking to him. And so anyway, it was very sweet, very, very loving. So I mean, it could have been the fever, because I almost died. But he was there. He was there every night sitting next to me, telling me stories of our family. And my mom would say, "How do you know that? How do you know that?" Because I was a kid. I'd never met him. he died before I was born. And she's like, how do you know that? How do you know that? And I was just like, I don't know, Mom. Like, Grandpa's been sitting on the corner of my bed and holding my hand and telling me the stories of our family. So, but she didn't believe me.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.